Welcome to Lanyap. I'm KEDM News Director Bob Lennox. My guest today, Sarah Timon, Assistant Director of the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northeast Louisiana. Sarah, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, big event coming up, the Run for Kids' Sake, this Saturday at Caroli Park. Give us a little overview, because there's going to be a lot of fundraising efforts going on, but also a great time for those that are involved in the program itself. So really a big day coming up Saturday.
It is. We're very excited. Normally we have a Bowl for Kids Sake event, and this year we're changing it up. We're taking it outside for Run for Kids Sake. There will be a 5K run walk and a 1 mile fun run. Pre-registration and check-in starts at 7 a.m. There's a little bit of a time change for people who may have registered or have seen it online earlier. From 7 to 7:50, we'll have check-in. 8 o'clock, the 5K run walk will start, and then 9 o'clock is when the 1 mile fun run starts, and award ceremony will follow immediately after that, around 10.
So awards going on for both male and female or age divisions?
Yes.
How is that going to be?
Yes. Overall, male and female who finish the first will get, we have medals for all finishers mm-hmm. in the age groups as well. Top three in each age group for male and female, and the age groups are broken out by increments of five. So every 5 years, that's an age group. There'll also be prizes for the big brother and big sister who finish the first, and the big brother or big sister who raised the most money. And of course, just like with our Bowl for Kids Sake, we have teams. You can create a team of four. Teams are judged based on how much money they raise. So top three teams who raise the most money will be able to choose. We have a few different restaurants who donated gift cards, and you'll be able to choose from those restaurants for a team dinner.
Mm-hmm. With Big Brothers Big Sisters, tell us a little bit about the organization, those who may have heard of it. You know, most of us familiar with the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization. Tell us the mission of what you're there to do.
Well, what we're here to do is to match up adults and children and put an adult, a caring adult, in a child's life to help that child feel loved, help them realize that they have a bright future, and to really just spend time with the child. And it's simple as 1 hour a week. And we were talking just right before about how little time it really is, and people don't realize that just 1 hour a week, children who have come through our program in this past year, 76% have improved in self-confidence, 67% improved in their ability to make decisions, and 76% improved in their classroom participation. And that's just from their volunteer coming in and meeting with them 1 hour a week at the school.
With Big Brothers Big Sisters, it breaks down into different programs.
Yes, there's the school-based program, which is 1 hour a week. You go to the school. You do not take the child out of school at all.
You don't have to worry about planning any kind of agenda or list or itinerary for the child.
No, you just go. Exactly. It's really simple. You go. We have activity carts at the school, so we provide activities. You can work on homework. You can just read. You can just talk. I have a little sister over at Riser, and we just hang out and talk the whole time for that 1 hour. There's also the community-based program, which is where the volunteer picks up the child at the child's house, and that's kind of a little bit more planning.
Right.
You know, you can go out though to do different activities. You can go to the mall. We have some matches that like to go to the movies. We've had matches that come here, and I've seen them at basketball games together. And we have a program at the Methodist Children's Home in Ruston, and we also have a program that works specifically with children who have incarcerated parents, and that can be either school-based or community-based.
Well, you know, a lot of programs going on. How many kids are involved through Big Brothers Big Sisters?
The last time I saw the count, we had 315 children enrolled in the program. Mm-hmm. We have about 150 children on our waiting list. So we're always in need of mentors. We're in need of especially of male mentors.
Right. Speaking with Sarah Timon, Assistant Director with Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northeast Louisiana. Speaking of those volunteers, one thing I wanted to hit on was, What kind of requirements, is there any kind of prerequisites as far as somebody becoming a volunteer that would be able to do this?
Yes, volunteers have to be 18 years or older, have no past felony convictions. We do reference checks and background checks on all of our volunteers, and you have to come to an orientation. It's about 2-hour orientation. It's free. It doesn't commit you to being a volunteer. It just tells you some more information about volunteering and what you would do as a big brother or a big sister, and some other kinds of training that is required through our national office.
How does the program affect the children who have a big brother or big sister? What What do the kids get out of having a relationship like this?
Not only is it fun for them, but there are some like the statistics that they improve in their self-confidence, which affects their schoolwork. It affects their relationship with their peers. It affects their relationship with adults as well, and they're able to communicate better. Mm-hmm. And we have a study that came out through our national headquarters, and it compares... They call them alumni, which are just children who were in the Big Brothers, right. Big Sisters program who are now adults as compared to adults who weren't. 75% of them are more likely to receive a four-year college degree. 39% were more likely to earn household incomes of $75,000 or more. And they're more likely to come back and volunteer and be involved in the community and in giving back.
And then perhaps be rewarded in another way as a volunteer with the program.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. We've had a couple of Big Brothers and Big Sisters come through once they were old enough to be, or I should say Little Brothers, Little Sisters come through once they were old enough to be a Big Brother, a Big Sister.
Right. The Run for Kids' Sake coming up this Saturday at Crowley Park. Sarah Timon. Sarah, tell us a little bit about as far as how to get in touch with you or someone there at the office and either participating and also a website that folks would be able to go to.
You can call our office. It's 318-323-9034. You can go online to wellspringalliance.org. If you click on the Big Brothers, Big Sisters page and pull the tab down, there's right. a Run for Kids' Sake page, and there's a registration form that you can download, and all the information's on there, updated with the new check-in and registration time for 7 o'clock.
All right, sounds good. Sarah, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.